There was a very, very interesting letter in yesterday's Sunday Independent newspaper, and it was sent to the newspaper from Martin Wilson from Beltran, County Sligo. Where Martin, we've talked to many, many times in the programme before. He's involved in the building trade, construction industry. And just to give you a sample and an idea of what Martin was talking about, I'll quote one line from the letter. He says, "A year or more ago, I sat in my local pub and I watched as 15 members of our local GA club celebrated a win. There was not one building worker among them." Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Niall, and good morning to the listeners.
It's something you feel very, very strongly about. The tradespeople is going to become a thing of the past, you're saying.
It is, Niall, and in fact, my reply there that I sent off last Sunday week, just before I went to bed, I had been reading Jodie Corcoran's article in the Sunday Independent, that's the previous week, about the scarcity of tradespeople. And in his article, he said that there are too many people, young people with master's degrees and PhDs on social welfare, and not enough plumbers or carpenters to meet demand. Something has gone wrong. These days, carpenters earn €300 a day and €1,500 a week in Dublin building sites because there are too few of them. Now, this is something I'm well aware of, and it has become a huge problem. I'm a carpenter myself by trade.
Yeah.
Served my time way back between 1976 and 1980 in Ballina. I did an apprenticeship.
ANCO, you were saying. I remember as well, actually.
At the time, it was run by ANCO. ANCO was the training authority. And at the time, I was sent to school for one day a week. Now, the problem with that system was that the employer had to pay for the day I was at school. So it wasn't an ideal system. But it was a very, very good training. That was a change later on, and FOSS took over. And FOSS, it became a block release system. And over the years, I have trained 17 apprentices myself.
Mm.
And all of them apprentices were looked after by FOSS. And they went to a training centre. Now, a scheme was put in place where a levy was placed on all employers, a very small percentage, 0.05% or something, to cover the cost of this, which meant the employer didn't have to pay them while they were away in the training centre. However, the employer had to survive and manage without them while they were away for the different periods. And there was a 10-week period. They were back for 10 weeks. They were gone for 20 weeks. They were back for 10. So we had to manage without them, and yet we had to work for them again when they came back. But it was producing apprentices at the same time.
Right. So what has gone wrong? Why are we not getting people...
It's dead simple, Niall. What has gone wrong? Because Ireland at this stage, we've one of the highest proportions of school leavers progressing to third level education in the world, and one of the lowest proportions opting for apprenticeships. You know, now that has got to change, you know, because otherwise we are going nowhere. Because in the past 20 years, that there has been more of an emphasis, too much of an emphasis, and prestige indeed, attached to the third level education, sort of as a route to a career. And this has been at the expense of the trades and the apprenticeship system. And today, by the way, people are obsessed with academic qualifications. And honestly, a lot of them aren't suited in the first place. And they'd be much better off with the trade.
Well, the
article has struck a chord with a whole lot of people. I've had a fantastic response all day yesterday to it, you know. But that's the problem, Niall. We have a problem facing the country today. And we need construction workers more than ever before.
Yeah.
You know,
you're saying there, a lot of things come down to money, as we know. So €300 a day a plumber could easily...
What Jodie Corcoran tells us is the rate in Dublin.
Yeah, so I'm just calculating. So that's 80,000 euro a year.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So, you know,
they're his figures.
Yeah, the money is there, and that's very good money. So why aren't people going down that route then, do you think?
They're not going down this route, you see, because they're all, and as I said in the letter of the paper, in my class in 76, I think as many as 10 took up apprenticeships, 10 out of 30. Teachers tell me today that there isn't, a lot of the time, there isn't a young person in the class who is interested in doing an apprenticeship. You know, they're obsessed with technology. You know, their parents aren't encouraging it. The teachers don't encourage it. The career guidance counsellors don't encourage it. You mean? It's been forgotten about. And as I said, as a country, we're going nowhere because all of these people will need a place to live at the end of the day. So somebody will have to get their hands dirty. They'll have to lay the blocks, you know, roof the house, hang the doors. You know, all of these skills are required, you know, for any country to progress.
Right, OK, there's some very interesting texts coming in, but somebody makes the point in their own particular way, which I won't repeat, but what they're saying is, this is hard work, Martin, being out and about and on the sites and labouring in all sorts of weather. It is very, very tough work, and that's why a lot of people aren't taking it up.
Yeah, and a whole lot of people, after the crash in 2007, 2008, a lot of people, a lot of good tradespeople, walked away from it. You know, they got badly burdened, they were badly treated by employers and by clients they were working for, and they quit it and they walked away from it, and they won't come back to it. They have found an easier way of making a living. But what I'm saying is it's essential. You know, we're told we need about 40,000 houses a year to meet demand. You know, there are 1 million houses which need what they call a deep retrofit. You mean, who is going to do this work? You know, we need to stop and think about what we're at and where we're going.
This person says, Martin Wilson, absolutely correct. Apprenticeship qualification will always get you a job. College qualifications rarely get you a job. They're not worth the paper they're printed on.
Yeah.
Now, it's not as simple as that, I know, but...
It's not as simple as that.
How do you encourage more people then into the tradesmanship area? I mean, do you make them college courses, Martin, or how do you do this?
Well, you see, look, ANCO were doing their thing, and then FOSS took over, and they ran it. You mean, it was change system, but it was still difficult enough to encourage employers to take on apprentices. You know, there was a lot of hassle involved. There was, you know, there were a way when they were needed. You know, in the beginning with ANCO, they had to be paid while they were off the job. You mean, but there's so much money being spent on third level education. You know, I'm preparing, putting in these people through colleges, you know, to get their diplomas, degrees, their masters, their PhDs. You know, now, granted, a lot of them have got very good employment in the multinational sector. Tens of thousands of them. You know, that's perhaps why a lot of them came here in the first place. Why a lot of the FDIs, you know, relocated to Ireland, you know, because of this skilled, what they call a skilled workforce, because they had these academic qualifications. Whether they were computer programmers or system analysts or all these fancy jobs and fancy titles, you know. But it's not enough.
Yeah.
No, we still need the other.
Yeah, and
somebody said one time, like, he who has a trade has an estate. You know, we need good young people with a flair, with pucks of common sense. You know, and Frank Kelly, the president of CIF, spoke on this matter when he took up the role as president a few months ago. And he's the director of Walls Construction. And they are having terrible problems, you know, getting young people. But he said they need to get them at a young age. There's no point in getting them when they do the Leaving Cert, go on to third level, do a course for 2 or 3 years, realise their mistake that it's not for them, and they come back into the workforce. You know, they're no use to us. They're too old.
Okay, and as we can see from your letter, Martin, it is something that you actually personally feel, apart from the fact you're in the business a long time, you personally feel very, very strongly about this, because you point out in the letter, the country is in danger of losing a skill set that was built up over generations.
Yeah. You see, we were very proud construction workers. You know, we built, some would say we built the world. We certainly built Britain. Do you know what I mean? For example, you know, it's just one project. The M1 motorway, for example, the first stretch was built between London and Birmingham in the years between 58 and 59. You know, it was a multi-million pound project at the time. It was built and completed in 19 months. And 80% of the workforce were Irish construction workers. You know what I mean? We were there on all the projects all over the world. You mean? We were producing good tradesmen, you know. Sadly, we couldn't employ all of them. They had to immigrate, and a lot of them immigrated and trained abroad. I myself served my time with the builder in Ballina, who had spent 22 years in England. He came back. He had been trained. He went over as an improver. He was taken under his wing by John Lang, and he was trained, sent to night class, went all the way to the top. He became a general foreman on large construction sites. You know, so we were the best in all the trades. And here we are today. I would get a call every day about somebody needing to have a job done. You know, an extension, a renovation, a repair job, a restoration job.
Yeah.
And they're desperate to get it done. And there's no point in me taking on the job because I simply can't get the follow-up trades. I can only do so much myself. I need all the backup trades to complete that project, complete it on time.